Hi, Lawrence. Yeah. It's Jesse with Local Splash. We spoke on Friday.
Okay.
Do you remember talking? Okay, great. So were you able to figure out if you could get a card?
Yep, I didn't realize it. I had it in front of me. Yeah, it's got it.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So you're ready to move forward with the program then, right?
Yeah, it's, tell you again, what was now, $199 for it.
Yes,
sir. How much area are you going to cover here?
It'll be $199 month to month. And so what's that, it's going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position for up to 15 keyword phrases. We are going to submit your company with all the popular directory listings like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages, Chamber of Commerce. It's going to be initial content creation and placement on Bitten, and then we're going to get your company on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. Okay?
Okay. Now you just said something, $199 per month?
Month to month, yes, sir.
I didn't know that. You didn't say that. I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah, so that's a flat, fixed monthly rate. There are no lead fees, no extra taxes, nothing like that. It would be that monthly rate with unlimited calls going directly to your phone.
It's about $2,400 a year.
Well, for the year, yeah. I mean, if you wanted to do something for the year, I can, you know, give you a discount on that. If you wanted to do for the whole year, I could do it for $1,788.
See, that was not wild. I just misunderstood totally. Yeah, that's too expensive for me. It really is. Yeah.
Well, so, okay. Lawrence, this is why we're a performance-based company, so you're not in any type of contract, right? So if it's not making sense for you, then, you know, you don't have to continue with the program. But as long as you're getting those jobs coming in from Google, it'll absolutely pay for itself.
Well, yes, it did, yeah. But God knows how many will be. How many will be advertising, say? It'll be a bunch of people.
Right. Well, so, yeah, just like for remodeling, Lawrence, for that area, it looks like there were about 1,213 searches done in the last 30 days. So there are definitely people searching for your services in your area. And it will also include a website. So we're going to create you a website as well. And we'll build that, optimize, manage, maintain it. It's 100% Google compliant. That's also included in it.
All right. Well, if I do this, I will go and buy another card then. I have this one here. And I have the one that's got about $200 on it. But I'll have to buy a card every month then.
Oh.
Okay, with Julie, yeah.
Is it like a prepaid card or something?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's a prepaid card, you could just add money to it, I'm sure.
Well, whatever, but it's got to be practical first before it can go on. If this wasn't that what I understood at all.
Okay, so just to explain how everything is going to work, Lawrence, basically I'm going to set you up for the program, set you up for billing, then I'm going to set you up for a client interview. That'll most likely be for tomorrow. The client interview will be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. Now, from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard. This is where you'll be able to see everything going on with your account, all the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, the location of the searches that are performed. From 7 to 14 days, we're going to get your company on all the popular directory listings, as well as get your company on mobile devices, and then also get you your internet presence cleaned up. From 7 to 14 days, we'll get your website up and running, and then from 30 to 45 days on the map section of Google, it'll begin to appear there on that first page. Okay?
When do you think I'll start getting leads?
It could be from your website and from the directory listings with, as early as 5 to 7 days, but the maximum to see a return on investment would be the 30 to 45 days.
All right, so this is going to be good for how long? The first $199 is good for how long?
It's good until the 24th, next month.
Of November, yeah.
Yes, of November, sir, yeah.
Alrighty, how you doing, honey? That's a lot of money. That's more, $2,400 a year. That's more than a lot more. I just thought, I couldn't understand how it's $199 for forever. I just couldn't understand that at all. But I didn't understand you say.
I'm sorry, Lawrence. I usually try to make that pretty clear, but I'm sorry if I didn't make that clear, but it's just because we're continuously optimizing your page onto that first page, that's basically what you're paying for, right? Now, if anything for you, Lawrence, what I can do, I'll help you out here. I can just reduce the rate to just $149, just to kind of help you out a little bit. How does that sound?
Okay, but all right. Okay, all right. But so each month will run how much?
$149.
Really?
Yeah, I'll take off $50 from the price.
All right, let's go ahead and start this first month. See what it looks like.
Okay. So Lawrence, now your first name is spelled LAWRENCE, right?
Yep.
And do you have a middle initial?
M.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Ponder, P-O-N-D-E-R.
Okay. Kind of like your business name, right? Pondorsa?
Yeah.
But that's not, just your last name is Ponder? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And what's the best email for you?
The best email? Oh, God, I got one. I thought I had one. Email. LawrencePonder@charter.net. It used to be that.
Lawrence.
No. Ponder.
Uh-huh.
At charter.net. Yeah.
Charter.net. Let's see if that works. Okay, it says that's invalid, but hold on, let me see.
Well, my daughter's changed that. Probably changed that too. I don't know what the heck it is now. Dang it, she's not here. You gotta have that today?
Well, it just sends you the invoice today, so let me try. Hold on 1 second.
I'll stay here in about 3 hours. I can expect she's changed it. She don't want to change it, too. I don't know why she should even change it.
Maybe did she change it to Gmail? Maybe you think she changed it to that, maybe? Let's try.
I don't know.
Okay, well, Gmail worked for LawrencePonder@gmail.com, so...
That worked?
I mean, I'm not sure if it goes to you, though. I mean, there could be another Lawrence Ponder out there somewhere. I mean, I could put that in right now, and you could just tell them to change it during, like, once you have your client interview, try and find out what that is, and they'll change that, okay?
Okay.
So, and... Lawrence, your address is 3 Ponders Road. Wow, you live on the same road as your last name. That's pretty crazy. That's the correct address, right?
Well, the exact address is, it's 104 North Main Street, Marshall, NC, 28753, and I live in apartment A1.
Okay, you said Marshall, right?
Yep.
Okay. And apartment what? One?
A1, yeah.
A1, okay. Okay, perfect. Now, let's go ahead and I'm just going to get some basics about your company, Lauren. So what are your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
Oh, no, it's just... No, then, 7 days a week.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I can be called 7 days a week.
Okay, so 24/7?
Yep.
Okay, and then now, do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
A Facebook? No, I don't have one.
Okay. And do you want to add anybody as an authorized user on the account, or do you, like a spouse, a partner, anything at all?
Well, no, my daughter works. She's the one helping me, but she's not active with it. She doesn't do any calls. I do.
I mean, basically an authorized user on the account, Lawrence, is basically if anybody calls in wanting to get information about your account, they can do that.
Yeah, let's leave it with me, okay?
Okay. And then this is always the best phone number for you, right? The 0970?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. 1 second. So, okay. So I'm going to set you up for payment, Lawrence, and then I'm going to set up your client interview. Okay. So now, is the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. 1 second. Hold on. Let me put this in. Okay, 1 second.
Prescription drugs with C1R generics. Bill, vision and hearing. Plus the WellCare Visa Flex Card. Money for over-the-counter items. And money back in your social security check each month. And
so all right, so now... Now, Lawrence, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, let me get my glasses back on.
Sure.
Fourth time here. Okay, all right. 4430.
Mm-hmm.
4730.
Mm-hmm.
7477.
Mm-hmm.
0349.
Mm-hmm.
Expiration date, whatever, is 925.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, I just flipped over here. 847.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now, Lawrence, is I'm updating and processing payment for the 149. I'm going to read to a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question. Okay?
I'll do that.
So,
yeah.
It's Lawrence. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's Ponderosa Remodeling.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Lawrence Ponder. What else do you need to know?
Owner, operator, yeah, just the title.
That's all it is, yeah.
Okay, okay, and then, Lawrence, you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
I am, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So, Lawrence, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, Lawrence, what this means is we will never call you asking for more money. If any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. So
okay.
At this time, Lawrence, I'm going to set up a security question with you. So if when we call, if you ever have any question about it being us or somebody else, just ask them the security question. So it would be mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those do you want to choose?
Oh, wait, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am. Would you please repeat that?
Oh, say, what? What was that?
I misunderstood. You got three choices, and I'm answering one of them?
Yes, yes, one of these. Which one of these do you want to choose? It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one of those?
Oh, my mother's maiden name was Ramsey.
Ramsey? Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Is it R-A-M-S-Y?
No, S-E-Y.
R-A-M-S-E-Y, okay. My cousin's last name is actually that. That's her married name, though. Ramsey.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's her maiden name.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me put this in. Okay. Okay, perfect. So Lawrence, now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Just about, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, Lawrence, if you do any other online marketing, which you won't need to, just simply let us know, okay?
I'll do that, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so Lawrence, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of October 24th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $149. Now, this will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 24th of the month in the amount of $149. Now, Lawrence, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I was wondering how we stop this. I wanted to, but I just told me it would take. If I call in, you can tell me again. That's nothing.
Yeah, 3 days before your next billing is due.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, okay. So
am I going to have your phone number or something, too?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I'm going to text you over my extension and phone number right now. And then also you will have the 877 number. So I always just suggest it's best to save that number in your phone, Lawrence. But I did just text you over the 877 number right now.
I heard about it and see it. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to set up your client interview, Lawrence. Now, let me see what I have available. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. So are you available tomorrow around this time?
Yep.
Okay. So how about we do it from 1 o'clock? Would that be okay?
It'll be right here.
Okay. So, the Lawrence, the phone call tomorrow, it will be from 1 to 2. The whole phone call will not allow or be an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Now, and tomorrow they will be calling you from the 877 number. Now, just to get a couple of other details from you. 1 second. Hold on. So, now, Lawrence, would you at all be interested in what we call a call tracking number? Basically, this is a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It's just kind of a great way to filter out any spam calls or anything like that. Is that something you'd be interested in?
You lost it on something. It's not my phone number. How would they be calling anybody?
Yeah, so it's basically a phone number that's listed online, so it'll be like an 828 number, right? But when but it won't be your personal number, but when somebody calls that number, it'll be directed to your personal line. So it's kind of like having a business phone number. It doesn't cost anything extra. It's included in the program. And it's completely optional. You don't have to do it.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. I'm going to text you over, Lawrence, the application for it. It's very quick. All you have to do is put in your extension or your phone number and your phone number and email. So try to find out what that email is. Hopefully we have the right email.
I'd love to do that. I thought we were.
Yeah, and maybe once you actually find out what the email is after we hang up, Lawrence, maybe you could just text it back to me. So the number that I've been texting you from, you can absolutely text it to that, okay?
I'll call you back, yeah.
Do you, Lawrence, do you have a logo or do you want us to create you one?
I don't necessarily have one. If so, what would you do? What kind of one would you create? Been doing this remodeling for over 35 years.
Okay. Well, it's just basically something that they would add to your website that they're going to make for you. So, we don't have to create it if you already have one, but they'll show you what they're going to make before they, like, launch anything.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so, Lawrence, the last thing that I'm going to need from you is I'm going to send you a quick text message. It's just a link. Let me know when you got it. It just says My Local Splash Terms.
Okay, I just got it. It's gone now. It comes and goes.
Okay, so, Lawrence, this is going to be everything we discussed in writing. So if you could do me a favor and press on that link and just if you can put me on speakerphone, if I'm not already on speakerphone, go ahead and open up this link. Now, this again, this is everything we discussed in writing. You can take your time, look this over. Once you're done looking it over, if you have any questions, let me know, but scroll to the bottom. And then at the bottom there, there's a little white box that says, I certify I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. Press that, check that little white box, and then below that, there's an orange box. Type out your name. When you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know, okay?
Oh, I don't see no white box on my phone.
It's a tiny white box. I know if you're looking on your phone, it might be a little bit hard to see, but do you see at the bottom there where it says cancellation and refunds?
I just pressed it.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay, let me try sending it to you again. Hold on. I'll send this over again. Hold on. Sorry about that.
Well, I'll hit that bottom little thing on the bottom this morning. It's got maybe just BTBTTS, localflash.com, or?
Yes.
What you just said.
Yeah, right. Open up that. Uh-huh.
I've got nothing on the screen there. I have nothing on the screen I'm pressed. It's when I hit that thing, I'll do a change. I got
okay.
ABC. Okay. So now what do we do?
So you're pressing on the My Local Splash terms, right? And then it says, has your phone number?
It's got nothing. It's gone back to my regular TV stuff, regular stuff, whatever.
Okay.
My dad's going to have to test it off and start over. Are you calling me back or something?
Yeah, I could do that. I could call you right back.
I'm going to hit it right now. You go call back. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Bye.